Perhaps you felt this recently as the school year comes to a close, as calendars tend to contract before they have their summer expansion. It's a nice place to visit. I just have to live here. Busyness at work, conflict at home, can get us hoping for a smaller sample size, thinking, if I could just visit this aspect of life and not really reside there, nodding at the wisdom of the title of today's feast day, the Visitation. Mary visits Elizabeth. She doesn't live there, doesn't set up camp even after the movement of Jesus and John in their wombs, even after the echoes of praise to God we hear back and forth in our gospel this morning. It was an extended visit, lasting until the end of Elizabeth's pregnancy, but just a visit still, each having a path needing pursuing. While we can fix a beginning and end date on Mary's trip, we're foolish from another aspect, though, to really think of it just as a visit. They learn things about themselves, their sons, and God here. They kept these things close to their hearts. As we enjoy Eucharist today, then, let's bring those places of difficulty, indecision, pain, with us to the altar. Those places we would prefer to just visit and not really live in. They're not the only things that visit us. God here does as well. May we carry him, not just for this 25-minute Mass, but live with him more this day.